WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Okay, it's time for some music. Joining us to perform some of his new songs, including one about September 11th, is Loudon Wainwright. He has a new CD called Last Man on Earth. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has described Wainwright as writing scabrous, ruthlessly honest, funny because it hurts songs about marriage, philandering, divorce, parenthood, drunkenness, and death. Wainwright is now co-starring as the father on the new Fox sitcom Undeclared. Loudon Wainwright, welcome back to Fresh Air.
It's nice to be here.
Now, I know you wrote a new song after the attack on the World Trade Center, so I'd love for you to sing it for us. But before you do, tell us about writing the song and what you were thinking of when you wrote it.
People were asking me if I thought I was going to write a song about it, and my answer was no, because it struck me that it was so immense that it would be ridiculous to even try. So I was surprised when, after that disclaimer, to get an idea and then to actually write the song, which is pretty much just a description of a subway journey underneath the Trade Center.
And is it a subway journey you took on a particular day?
Yeah, I took it a few days after the 11th. But I live in Brooklyn Heights, which is just across the East River from Lower Manhattan. So it's a subway. It's my journey into town that I take pretty much all the time.
Would you play the song for us?
Sure. So I started out on High Street. Had to travel into town like some Morpheus descending through a turnstile underground from Brooklyn Heights into Manhattan, which was where I had to be. Now you have to take the A train, since there's no service on the C. And when you are underwater, sometimes the mind plays tricks, and there beneath the East River, it felt like the river Styx. The first stop was Broadway, Nassau. A few more passengers got in. We all sat, no one was standing. There's somewhere we'd never been. They say heaven's high above us, and hell is far below. But in that subway tunnel, there was no sure way to know. Chambers Street, a closed ghost station. Passing through, we seemed to glide like prisoners inside compartments on some house of horrors ride. The walls were tiled, I hadn't noticed. They seemed so antiseptic, clean. But we knew what we were under. The lights were on,
that seemed obscene. And there I saw the three initials, W, T, and then C. I survived somehow, was living, but somewhere I shouldn't be. At the next stop, the doors opened, and I emerged up above ground. I was in another country. Elysian Fields, no Chinatown. They say heaven's high above us, and hell's not far below. But standing on Canal Street, there was no sure way to know. Standing on Canal Street, there was no sure way to go.
Loudon, that's a great song. I'm really glad you wrote it. I'm wondering if some of your old songs are feeling almost irrelevant now, if people are just so fixated on the fears and anxieties of the moment that no other fears and anxieties expressed through art or song are quite measuring up, if you know what I mean.
Well, actually, I've been doing a lot of shows since the 11th, and I'm finding that audiences are really happy to be in a show. And to be at my show. I mean, I certainly don't start the set with that song, the World Trade Center song. I mean, I finish with it, but the audiences seem to be happy to coming out and listening to the songs.
My guest is Loudon Wainwright. He has a new CD called Last Man on Earth. He'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Well, we're all in this together, trying to figure out what normal life is like in the face of terrorism. I hope what you're hearing on public radio is helping you keep informed but not panicked. We're going to take a break here to remind you that part of normal life for us is raising enough money to keep going. This fundraiser is essential for the station's future, so please call with a pledge. My guest is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Loudon Wainwright. He has a new CD called Last Man on Earth. You have an older song that sounds pretty prescient now. It's called Hard Day on the Planet. Can you talk about what inspired you to write this and what it was like for you when you realized that some of the lines in the song are exactly about what's been happening?
Yeah. Well, I wrote the song in 1985. I was living in London then, and I was watching Live Aid on television, and just started to write this song, "Hard Day on the Planet," and then I sang it a lot, and it seemed very topical at the time. And then things kind of seemed to we forgot about the Ethiopia or the famine, and I stopped singing it for a while, and then but I brought it back every couple of years, it seems, and it is strange that there are a few things mentioned in the song which are specifically what happened.
Why don't you play some of it for us?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a.
The dollar went down and the president's sick. Who's in charge now? I don't know. Take your pick. A new disease every day and the old ones are coming back. Things are looking kind of gray, like they're gonna get black. Don't turn on the TV, don't show me the paper. Don't want to know he got kidnapped or why they all raped her. I want to go on vacation till the pressure lets up. But they keep hijacking airplanes and blowing them up. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. Yeah. It's hot in December and it's cold in July. When it rains, it pours out of a poisonous sky. In California, the body counts keep getting higher. It's evil out there, man. That state is always on fire. Everyone has a system, but they can't seem to win. Even Bob Geldof looks alarmingly thin. I got to get on that shuttle and get out of this place. But there's gonna be warfare up there in outer space. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? Getting harder and harder to understand. Things are tough all over on Earth, yeah. And then there's a couple of more verses.
That's Loudon Wainwright performing a song he wrote in 1985. And you were thinking then about hijackers blowing up planes, huh?
I was the Nostradamus of my...
So how are you handling all the anxiety? Is it getting to you?
Well, sure it is. I mean, you know, I was... yeah, I mean, it's getting to... Sure it is. I'm just trying to, like everybody else, conduct my life and move through it and process it. But it's... you know, it's an anxious time, and the deck's been reshuffled, and it's very strange, I'm sure, for everybody.
Meanwhile, you know, at the same time that all this calamity is happening in the world, you're on a new sitcom.
That's right. A wacky sitcom playing a goofy dad.
Yes. It's such a funny time for that. It's a new Fox sitcom called Undeclared. And yeah, you're the father of a college freshman. Your wife has just left you. So you've got some time on your hands and you keep showing up on campus, visiting your son at embarrassing and inopportune moments. The character of the dad that you play is kind of goofy and broad, which from the little I know of you seems unlike you.
Well, it is, it's like me, but much worse. Maybe better, I don't know. It's an exaggerated thing, I suppose, but he's a bit of a sad sack.
So do you think
unlike myself, of course.
Right. Do you think they'll get you to sing on TV?
Well, they have, actually. There's an episode where it hasn't been shown yet, but we've shot it actually Adam Sandler playing himself comes to the college to do a concert and then gets lured into a party back at the dorm. And Hal, my character, is there because I'm a huge Sandman fan. And I just so happen to have written a song. I play the guitar badly and sing. My character does. Of course, not in real life. But so I wrote this kind of stupid song, which I perform for Adam Sandler. And it's pretty funny, actually, his reaction to it, anyway.
I suppose I shouldn't ask you to do it for us since it hasn't
been
done yet. Sure,
go ahead, ask me, Terry. I can do it. Here's a little piece of it.
Okay.
This is about my ex-wife leaving me, Deborah. You thought you were so cool, treat me like a tool. No, you thought you were so cool, treat me like a fool. But I'm more than a tool, baby, I'm a man. Da, 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 da. You know, it's like that.
It's that's great.
Something that I myself wouldn't have written. But,
and to hear the whole song, I guess we should tune in to Undeclared in future episodes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to show that one in November sometime.
Loudon Wainwright will be back in the second half of the show. His new CD is called Last Man on Earth. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with singer-songwriter and guitarist Loudon Wainwright. He has a new CD called Last Man on Earth. Wainwright writes very funny, satirical songs and very moving songs. He's performed many of his topical songs on NPR's Morning Edition. He's now co-starring in the new Fox sitcom, Undeclared. Wainwright plays the father of a college freshman. He brought his guitar to the studio. I want to talk with you about your new CD, Last Man on Earth. Most of the songs on here were written after your mother's death, and her death really hangs over the CD. A lot of the songs are about your reaction to that, and also I think your reaction to the breakup of a relationship that ended around the same time that your mother died. People often expect that you'll be prepared for the death of an older parent when you're an adult, but that's not necessarily the case. This really hit you hard.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that when my mother, if and when my mother died, you know, it was going to be bad. But I had no idea that it was going to be that it was going to hit me as hard as it did. And I kind of shut down. I was still living in England then, and but this relationship that you mentioned was also ending. But I just kind of came back to New York, up in Westchester, where I grew up, and wound up living in the actual cottage that she had lived in for the last couple of years of her life, surrounded by all the relics of, you know, my life, a lot of them anyway, you know, for the furniture and the plates and the pots and the pans. And I was there for about 18 months. At first I didn't write any songs. It wasn't writer's block as much as just kind of a general depression about what had happened. But when I started to feel better, I started to write again. And what I wrote, and it was, again, it was a big, big thing. And I wrote a lot of songs about it, which are on this record.
You know, you said you were surrounded by the relics of your childhood when you moved into your mother's house. What were some of the objects that had the most, like, flashback power for you?
Oh, well, I mean, there's this plate, you know, it was a set of plates. There's probably three left, and maybe now they're all gone since I've moved out. But just the you know, a plate that had a, I don't know what they call it, a print or a design on it that just, it's, you know, I ate hamburgers off of that plate in 1963, you know. I mean, just very powerful. And, you know, the lamps and the couch, you know, which I was sitting on or napping on or slouching in. And my father's desk was in this cottage, so that was interesting to go sit at that. So in a way, I could visit with both of them or something. I don't know. It was eventually it got to be too much, and I moved out.
I'm going to ask you to do a song from this new CD called I'm Not Gonna Cry.
Yeah.
What's the story behind this song?
Well, actually, I mentioned the fact that I kind of shut down. I wasn't writing. And this was the first song that I wrote. You know, and I used to have a terrible time crying when I was in my 30s and even my 40s, but that's changed now. And at that time, you know, I was crying a lot, which again was totally appropriate. But it wasn't feeling great. I was getting sick of it. So I guess that was the beginning of this song. Normally I play this on the banjo, which is folk music's happy instrument, as we all know. But this is on the guitar. I'm not gonna cry today. I won't shed a tear. Even if some milk is spilt, I won't dilute my beer. I won't use a tissue and my pillow will stay dry. I won't need a shoulder, 'cause I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna snivel and I'm not gonna sob. Both my eyes will remain dry and I won't have to daub them. Move me with a tragedy, just go ahead and try. Play me a tearjerker, but I'm not gonna cry.
I'm not gonna weep today, I will not wet my cheek. I'll count to ten and I'll hold it in, I'm not gonna leak. I'm not gonna lose it, though I may wanna die. They say it's good to let it out, but I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna blub today, and I'm not gonna bawl. I'm not gonna fall apart, even if you call me. I couldn't cry for 40 years, I was too tough a guy. Now I can do it anytime, but I'm not gonna cry. I must have cried a million tears, at least 96. I cried me a river and an ocean just for kicks. Listen to the thunder, dark clouds fill the sky. Well, it looks like rain and I hear a train, but I'm not gonna cry. Yeah, well, it looks like rain and I hear a train, but I'm not gonna cry.
Loudon Wainwright performing his song, I'm Not Gonna Cry. The song is also on his new CD, Last Man on Earth. He'll perform more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Loudon Wainwright. He has a new CD called Last Man on Earth. A lot of the songs on your new CD are very personal and really pretty sad. Are those songs any harder to perform in concert than your songs that are social satires?
No, they're not hard to perform. I mean, they're, I mean, it's a show, so I execute. I just do that. I perform them. I mean, I can get caught up in the emotion of the song sometimes, but that's a comfortable thing for me because I'm a performer and, I write my songs mostly to be performed. So, it doesn't feel like any kind of an invasion, even when I get caught up in the emotion of the song. I mean, an invasion of privacy. And if I sense that the audience is being affected by the song, that's a gratifying feeling, I suppose.
I'm going to ask you to do another song from your new CD, Last Man on Earth. And this is called Homeless. The song is about your mother. Would you say something about the song?
I knew that I was going to feel bad when my mother died. I didn't know how bad. She was kind of my biggest fan, and I actually mentioned in the second verse of this song, singing. I sang this old. I have a memory of singing this old folk song called "Roz and the Bow" for my mother and my Aunt Mary, who was her twin sister. This would have been when I was about 7, and I was a smash hit. I mean, it was in Aunt Mary's kitchen, and they loved it, and they clapped, and, oh, Loudy, you're so great. And, I mean, it was really the reason I got into show business, in a sense. that's all it took. And from then on, I knew that I wanted to be, some kind of a performer. It was that powerful an experience. And I suppose this song relates to just the process of trying to feel better when you're feeling bad. When you were alive, I was never alone. Somewhere in the world there was something called home. And as long as you lived, I would be all right. There were reasons to win and incentives to fight. Now I'm smoking again. I thought all that was through, and I don't want to live, but what else can I do? And
I feel like I've faked all that I ever did. And I've grown a gray beard, but I cry like a kid. I was 7 when I sang you rosin the bowl there in Aunt Mary's kitchen, and I don't guess I know that it's why I've done this for all of this time. But now playing and singing seems a game or a crime. People have called to find out if I'm fine. I assure them I am, but I'm not. It's a line. They say in the end your good friends pull you through, but everyone knows my best friend was you. Hey, I've gotten some help. I guess I was afraid. You suppose something will happen when someone is paid. But I am getting better. Once again, I'll be strong. After all, listen, I'm singing this song. When you were alive, I was never alone. Somewhere in the world, there was something called home. Now I feel like I'm homeless, but I will be all right. I'll get through the days, I'll face down the night.
That's Loudon Wainwright performing a song that's also on his new CD called Last Man on Earth. That's just a wonderful, really expressive song that I think will be making many of us sad as we listen to it. I think it's so amazing, Loudon, that you at once can write songs that are really kind of cynical and funny and sarcastic. Then you can turn around and write something that's so really like emotionally naked and moving. I don't know of many people who can do both of those.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. I mean, it's when I'm doing a show, you know, I'm performing for 75 minutes. It's useful, I suppose, to be able to do both of those things. You know, you can be having some real fun with the audience and singing along and singing about a dead skunk or whatever, and then all of a sudden you can slip one of these other songs in, and it's a kind of an effective way to engage the group.
The songs you've been doing for us, songs which I've requested, have been particularly sad or about, you know, fear or anxiety or the attack on the World Trade Center. So I think I'll ask you to do a song that's more upbeat.
Sure thing.
There'll be lots of drinking in heaven, smoking and eating and sex. What you didn't do in this life bad for you will be totally cool in the next. In heaven there'll be beer for breakfast, at lunch it's tequila and wine, and the soup served with dinner is made with paint thinner, and the morning hereafter feels fine. Oh, Good behavior will get you to heaven. It's Beulah Land, that's where you're bound. But nobody makes nice up there in paradise. When you get up there, then you get down. And the angels have ashtrays in heaven. St. Peter puffs on a cigar. That's right, smoking's allowed. It's what makes all those clouds. And you don't have to sit at the bar. It's a guitar solo. I am in the AFM. That's the American Federation of Musicians. Local 802 here in New York. And they eat all day long up in heaven. And nobody ever gets fat. No, not one calorie. And the ice cream is free. It comes in a pint, quarter, a vat. And it's just one big orgy in heaven. And nobody ever says no. And it's front, sideways, back. And you start to lose track. But you don't lose your get up and go. Whoa, there'll be lots of drinking in heaven, smoking and eating and sex. What you didn't do in this life, bad for you, will be totally cool in the next. In heaven there'll be beer for breakfast, at lunch it's sambuca and wine. The gazpacho with dinner is made with paint thinner, and the morning hereafter feels fine.
That's great. That's Loudon Wainwright. Loudon, thank you so much for performing. You're really terrific. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Loudon Wainwright's new CD is called Last Man on Earth. He's also co-starring in the new Fox sitcom, Undeclared. Loudon Wainwright is on tour. He performs tonight in Denver, then goes on to Seattle, Pittsburgh, Ann Arbor, Chicago, L.A., Portland, San Francisco, and other cities. This is Fresh Air.